If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. I did it again. I went back onto the Piers Morgan show. I haven't been on since, I think after Charlie Kirk died, and I almost lost the will to live listening to Carrie Lake and Eric Bolling and others, you know, try to blame that on progressive liberals, or they try to start a civil war over that. I've just been so upset following the murdering of Renee Good that I thought that it could be a good outlet for that rage. It's an idea. Yoga is another idea. Tried that too. Didn't work really. Maybe I should go into more than one class, I guess. But anyway, it didn't work exactly. So I tried the Piers Morgan thing out. And I was excited to hear this morning that Benny Johnson was going to be on with me. And, that is a bootlicker extraordinaire. You know, he's got that new Tread on Me Daddy flag that's kind of replaced the Gadsden flag over at the Benny Johnson show. But they didn't come. Said it was a travel issue. Maybe that was it. Instead, I had the guy that did the video about the Somali daycare fraud, who like went to all these daycares and went viral and kind of reported on stuff that the New York Times and Minneapolis Star Tribune and others have been reporting on for years, and who's been revealed to be very unsmart, to use a phrase from Ralph Wiggum. Very unsmart. And so he is on there, and he's like speaking at a second grade level, so it's kind of hard to engage with him. And then I got Geraldo on there, who's on my side of this, so I appreciate Geraldo, but he is talking for a long time, really filibustering. And then I got this guy Will Chamberlain, who disagrees, and we get into a little tete-a-tete. So that's the part you're gonna get, because you know, that's the only part where, you know, there was an exchange of ideas on this point. Will was unhappy that I implied that you could only have a bad faith defense of this execution style killing on the streets of Minneapolis, and defended his point, you know, saying that that cop was just really scared for his life and had to do it. And so we go back and forth on that a little bit. So stick around for that. I'm doing my best. I got to be out there, you know, in these Piers Morgan streets. I got to say to Piers is also, this is the thing. Piers is maybe not with us on this, but Piers acknowledges that this shooting was wrong.
Tim Miller, this has been an unbelievably divisive story. My view is, having watched this many times now from every possible angle, is that everybody involved made mistakes. But that ultimately, that woman should not have been shot dead.
Joe Rogan does.
It's also very ugly to watch someone shoot a U.S. citizen, especially a woman, in the face.
Right.
Where it's like, I'm not that guy. I don't know what he thought. And again, this is a guy who had almost been run over. But it just looked horrific to me. When people say it's justifiable because the car hit him, it seemed like she was kind of turning the car away.
Tim Dillon does.
Now, I don't believe from the angle I'm watching that the federal officer feared for his life. I don't believe the cop was justified in shooting her three times in the face.
It's just like anybody that is not a total scaredy cat who's afraid of their life and like firing weapons on people all the time, or who doesn't just hate lesbians and want to kill them, or who just is going to defend Trump no matter what. Anybody else who votes for Trump or is an independent-minded person sees this video and sees the obvious, which is this was wrong, was a murder. It is totally unacceptable for someone that we pay, an agent of the state, to do this. So I get into that a little bit more with Will Chamberlain and Piers and the crew. Stick around for that.
What's your view of this?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I don't know what Nick was looking at, if he thought that she was aiming for him. I agree with you, Piers. I think everybody made a mistake in this situation, but only one person got executed. And so I think we should look into why that was and what happened there and just be honest about what happened. He greeted the officer, Jonathan Ross, had seen her, as you mentioned, 20 seconds before he shot her. And she said to him, "That's fine, dude. I'm not mad at you." She was smiling. He could see into the car. There's a dog in the back seat. There are children's toys in the passenger seat of the car. And then he walks around to the front. She's backing up. And as she starts to move away, this car is moving like 2 miles an hour. It's not moving any faster than any car does in any grocery store parking lot anywhere in America. The wheel is clearly pointing away, moving away for him. And then he shoots her. Not just one time, but then he shoots her a second time and a third time through the side window. Like when he fires the third shot, he's completely to the side of the car. He's not in any danger at all. And so I just don't see how anybody could see this and think that this person like legitimately felt like his life was in danger. I'd also note that he has a couple colleagues that are standing there. None of them pulled their weapon. None of them seemed to think his life was in danger. And then after the car with the dead driver goes away, he walks to it easily and he calls her a fucking bitch. So I think this is a very clear situation. I think everybody trying to make this complicated or trying to say she tried to kill him, they either are just intentionally spinning for the administration because they're hacks. Or maybe they're just very easily scared individuals.
From a purely legal perspective, put aside the morality of what happened or anything else, from a pure lawful perspective, I suspect it's quite likely that this officer will not end up being successfully prosecuted for this.
Look, that's going to be a question for a jury, Piers. But the point, look, people are on the right. A lot of folks are praising Nick for just honesty in journalism when they felt that there was, not honest things were being said about the daycares. Can we just be honest about this? Like, there is no way this person's life was at risk. The third shot, no one will address this. The third shot that he shoots, the third shot, he is to the side of the car. He shoots her through the driver's side window. The car is already past him. And then he calls her a fucking bitch. Like, this guy's life is not a threat.
I would have got hit by a car.
You're trying to make this, and others, they try to say it's a both sides thing. Oh, it's a partisan. Obviously, the Trumpers defend him and the never Trumpers don't. That's not true. If you look at Tim Dillon, who's a pro-Trump podcaster, Joe Rogan just today has said this was totally inappropriate and wrong. Mm. Piers, at times you've called it both ways, but you've been friendly with Trump. You're seeing it clearly. The only 28% of the country in a recent poll said this shoot was appropriate, including only 64% of Republicans. Like, no, any 10% of independents, nobody who looks at this with open eyes can think this was justifiable. We should just be honest about this. Like, there is no reason to kill that woman with her kids' toys in the passenger seat.
Well, Will Chamberlain, why do you say Tim Miller's making that up?
Well, he's essentially accusing all of us of bad faith. Like, I'm a lawyer. Yeah. I've been trained. I've read a lot about the law of self-defense. This was the most obvious self-defense shoot I've seen in quite some time.
Really?
And...
Come on.
Really?
Absolutely. He's directly in front of the car, 2 feet in front of the car.
And she's barely moving.
Into a grocery store parking lot, Will. How do you get out of Walmart without shooting somebody? I'm hoping you're not carrying a weapon when you're going through the grocery store parking lot.
I don't know. Most of the time,
because every day across the country, people are more scared than this guy.
Arrest?
This is crazy.
Lawful arrests by police officers? Is this like the normal thing on the left now? Like, apparently, like, you guys are all for law enforcement until it comes time to actually enforce the law.
Hey, Will, I have a question for you. How many people do you think should have been murdered occurred on January 6th? How many people do you think the Capitol Police should have killed that day? How many, just based on your theory of self-defense, like, how many people should they have killed?
Killed anybody, in the sense that I don't think Renee Good should have been killed. But I actually think the Ashley Babbitt
using the justification of self-defense.
Because
how many justifiably could have
Renee
been killed?
Good put herself how, no, I'm in asking position how many justifiably of doing this incredibly dangerous thing. So did 6th. Ashley Babbitt. She committed
felonies. The argument you and I had, Will, was about this phrase domestic terrorism. And I made the point, which other people had raised anyway, which is, you know, that was on January the 6th. By that criteria, by that criteria, you could argue that everyone that was violent that day was a domestic terrorist. Would you agree with that? You think they were?
Yes, I agree. I think I have a broader view of domestic terrorism than apparently you do. The use of violence or the threat of violence for political ends in this country is domestic terrorism. And by that definition, both Renee Good and Ashley Babbitt were domestic terrorists.
Until now, the data your AI depends on has been trapped behind ever-increasing cloud fees. Wasabi created Hut Cloud Storage and is redefining cloud storage for the AI era, delivering simple, predictable cloud storage for AI, analytics, media, and more. Your data is free to move, fast to access, and ready when your AI needs it. Hidden fees add up fast as AI workloads grow. Wasabi's flat pricing eliminates all of it. One rate, no surprises. Learn more and try now for free at wasabi.com. Wasabi, the AI storage cloud. Proud partner of the iHeart Podcast Network.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No